Welcome to Real Talk with Jordan Riley, where the real talk does not come from me. It comes directly from God's Word. And before we get started today, please consider subscribing to our channel, giving this a thumbs up, and supporting what we do by going to realtalkwithjordan.com. On today's episode, recently I came across one of the most outrageous sermons I have ever heard, and it shocked me so much that I couldn't stop thinking about it. Now, what you're about to hear is sadly being accepted by more and more people, but it is absolute garbage, and you need to hear why it's so bad. So are you ready? Let's go.
But you're about to get strategies, and what I saw is Holy Spirit is going to download it, and it will be a supernatural story of how it comes, because it's going to birth supernatural waves that we've never seen before. It's a behold, I do a new thing through you, and it's going to involve properties all over the world that will be discipleship places. And I'm telling you, the roots of what you've inspired will now go deeply in the lands, because there's a property anointing along with the ministry of evangelism and crusades, a property anointing, but there's strategies that you're going to start to see, and it will literally cause so much excitement, because you'll say, no one has ever thought of this. There's not been the technology up until this point, and all of a sudden you will need something. And like Martin Luther.
Well, that was false cell phone prophet Sean Bowles, who was making up a so-called prophetic word that he supposedly saw over this couple. And no, it was not a prophetic word. That was complete and utter nonsense. But did you notice who was on stage with him at the time? There was Bill Johnson from Bethel Church in Redding, California. There was also Jeremy Riddle, who's the worship pastor from Bethel Church. There was leg puller and false teacher Todd White. And then there was the Holy Spirit bartender, Rodney Howard Brown. And finally, there was Michael Koulianos, who's the son-in-law of Benny Hinn. So you know this is absolutely not of the Lord, and not something that we should be approving of in any way. Now, that wasn't the sermon that I had alluded to in the intro, but I wanted you to see some background of this man that was being prophesied over. His name is Daniel Kulenda, and he is a wolf in sheep's clothing and someone we need to mark and avoid. This man is very deceived and was deceived at an early age. He supposedly got baptized in the Brownsville Revival back in the 90s. And if you know anything about the Brownsville Revival, that thing was an absolute charismatic train wreck that was absolutely false and chaotic at best. And you heard Sean tell him that he would have new revelations. Oh boy, that sounds fun. Also, that he would see a greater anointing. And let me be very clear, said no verse ever. First of all, there are no new revelations being given by God today. Everything God had to say is already contained in his word. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. Jude, verse 3. Revelation 22, verses 18 and 19. And 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, just to name a few. Second, all Christians are anointed. 1 John chapter 2, verse 20. And there are no types of anointings or levels of anointings. Not at all. We are all one in Christ, and we're all one at the foot of the cross. Galatians chapter 3, verse 28. But I guess Daniel wasn't listening, because here he is on the Sid Roth show, and he's making up some crazy stuff. Watch this.
Why this big emphasis on miracles? Why? I mean, it's okay, you're an evangelist, you need it. Why does the average believer need to walk in miracles?
Well, I mean, first of all, why wouldn't they? Why would a person want to just live a life on this lower level when there's this whole world of supernatural, miraculous life that you can live in? The whole Christian life is supernatural, or it is nothing. Amen. Because you can't even be saved without a supernatural miracle. I would say the greatest miracle of all. Jesus said, unless you are born again, you cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. So Christianity was intended to be supernatural from beginning to end, and you can't live in this world without tapping into it.
So according to Daniel Kulenda, if you don't perform miracles, you're a lower level Christian. Oh boy, that doesn't sound very good.
What do you mean by that?
Well, where is that in scripture? Nowhere. Again, this is a said no verse ever, really. This is manipulation, and he is lying to get people to buy into his false teaching and into his stories that he's about to tell. He also says that you can't live in this world without tapping into the supernatural. Again, where is this in the Bible? I looked and I couldn't find it. He's using this nonsense as a way of setting you up to believe the whopper of a story he's getting ready to tell you. Watch this.
Have you said, I know you've seen the dead raised. Tell me about one case.
Yeah, well, interestingly, the case that I'm about to tell you about, I just had a repeat experience of that 3 days ago.
Now, I'm not going to show you the rest of this clip, because in the charismatic movement and the New Apostolic Reformation, that's all it is. It's always stories with no proof. We're just supposed to take their word for it, you know? I mean, all these things happen, and you know what? I guess we just believe them.
No.
See, this man claims that he raised the dead. Twice, by the way. Yet where's the video evidence? Where's the medical doctor giving proof? There is none. And why is that? Because it didn't happen.
It's an urban legend that never happened.
Daniel teams up with false teachers like Sid Roth to tell his stories and to sell his products. That's in line with 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 through 3, where Peter says that these false teachers will make merchandise out of us. Daniel Clinda also affirms and defends his good friend, Todd White.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another broadcast of Daniel Clinda, Off the Record. Today, I'm going to be talking to my friend, Todd White, who probably needs no introduction with most of you. He is a very influential and an increasingly controversial personality in the American church. And recently, that controversy has reached fever pitch with some things that he said while he was preaching on a Sunday night at his church in Dallas. I want to talk to him about those things and also a couple of other small controversies that have come along over the last couple of months and even, honestly, the last couple of years. I've very often seen Todd very misrepresented, and I want to give him a chance to speak for himself today. I want you to know, in the interest of full disclosure, that I am very good friends with Todd. I've known Todd for a long time. I knew Todd before people knew who Todd was, and I've seen how he has grown and how God has used him over the years.
So now that I've given you a little background on Daniel Clinda, here's the sermon that he gave recently. And let me give you a little warning up front. This is going to get a little crazy. Watch this.
The kingdom requires demonstration. Now, some people think that the reason that Jesus performed his miracles is because he was trying to prove his messiahship, his claim to be the Messiah. But that's not true. That's not why he did it. He wasn't trying to prove that to anybody. Because he wasn't there to prove that he was the Messiah. That wasn't the purpose. He was there to show us what it looks like when a human being, under the power of the Holy Spirit, is carrying with them the dominion of the kingdom in a fallen world. This is what Jesus was saying. This is what it looks like. Let me say it this way. Jesus didn't heal the sick to prove that he could. He healed the sick to prove that you could. He didn't perform miracles to show what he could do. He performed miracles to show what you can do. He was our example.
Well, I don't know about you, but I am absolutely speechless. That was disgusting. Daniel Clinda is preaching about a false Jesus. So first of all, according to him, Jesus didn't do miracles to prove that he was the Messiah. Oh, really? Let's see what the Bible actually says. Let's go to John chapter 10, verses 37 and 38. It says, "If I do not do the works of my Father, do not believe me. But if I do them, though you do not believe me, believe the works, so that you may know and continue knowing that the Father is in me and I in the Father." Well, right there you see how Jesus did works to prove who he was so that people would believe in him, not believe in themselves, like they were some superheroes and they could do all these amazing, powerful things. Not at all. What Daniel's claiming is absolutely false. But let's keep reading. Let's go to John chapter 20, verse 30 and 31. It says, "Therefore, many other signs Jesus also did in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these have been written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name." Right there. It's already completely contradicting anything that Daniel Clinda has to say. one more verse in question, and that is Acts 2, verse 22. It says, "Men of Israel, listen to these words. Jesus the Nazarene, a man attested to you by God with miracles and wonders and signs which God did through him in your midst, just as you yourselves know." I hope you hear me say this really clearly. The miracles Jesus did always pointed to a greater truth, and that was that Jesus is God with all power and all authority. I mean, if Jesus didn't do miracles, then people would have just dismissed him as some religious zealot or some cuckoo that was out of his mind. But no, Jesus performed miracles to prove that he is God and that his message is divine. Also, did you notice how he said that Jesus did miracles to show what a human being under the power of the Holy Spirit could do? No, that might have slipped by you, but Daniel Kalinda is preaching a false, wimpy Jesus that needed the Holy Spirit to accomplish things. What? No, Jesus is God and has full power and full authority to heal the sick and raise the dead and cast out demons. Jesus made it very clear that he is God in verses like Mark 2, verses 23 through 28. Also in John 8, verse 58, John 14, verses 1 through 7, and John 5, verse 18, just to name a few. Please understand that Jesus is God, period. But it's going to get way worse. Watch this.
Let me say it this way. Jesus didn't heal the sick to prove that he could. He healed the sick to prove that you could. He didn't perform miracles to show what he could do. He performed miracles to show what you can do. He was our example.
And there you go. He just preached a false Jesus. And right there in the front row was Benny Hinn's daughter and son-in-law. I mean, wolves love each other. They travel in packs. So he says, Jesus did all these things to show you what you can do.
Pop, you are.
Oh, wow. I can do that? This is amazing. I always thought I was special. No, absolutely not. This is a self-centered, ego-filled, pride-inflating load of garbage. And it's in line with 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 3 and 4. People want to hear these messages from false teachers. That's why they surround themselves with people who will tell them what they want to hear. Ears being tickled is what the Bible says. Sadly, people clap, oh, this is good preaching, amen, yes. And they get all pumped up. And this is absolutely not what Jesus was talking about. And the Bible does not teach what this man is claiming. This is also known as the little gods doctrine. Many false teachers teach this nonsense. Now, why is that? You have to hear this. Because it sells. I mean, no one's going to walk out the door when they hear this message. Why would you leave when the message is all about you? Wow, this feels wonderful. I mean, look at this. I'm powerful. I got superpowers. I'm like Jesus. I'm a little Jesus. No, you are not. Please understand this. This is a twisting of Psalm 82, verse 6, which is talking about the kings and rulers of that day and how they thought they were gods. It is not about us. It's also a twisting of John 14, verse 12, where Jesus said that we would do greater works, not greater miracles. And it was about the spread of the gospel, not doing supernatural signs and wonders like false teachers claim. Now, let me be crystal clear, and I want you to hear this. There is only one Lord. There is only one raiser of the dead. There is only one healer. There is only one miracle worker. And there is only one Savior. And his name is Jesus. And you and I are not him, nor will we ever be. Jesus did set an example for us to follow, but it wasn't all the flashy, showy, exciting things. It was simple. Let me share with you these things. Jesus set an example for us to preach the gospel, to love people, to serve others, to forgive those who sinned against him, and to obey his Father in heaven. That's the example that the Lord gave us to follow. See, we need discernment in the body of Christ because it is severely lacking these days. According to Amos chapter 8, verses 11 and 12, there is a famine for hearing the word of the Lord. Now, that happens in two ways. Number one, because people simply aren't regularly opening their Bibles and reading it. Second of all, people are running to mega churches or churches that tickle ears and are not faithfully hearing the preaching and teaching of God's word. But this is fixable, you guys. If we would just spend time opening our Bibles regularly, hearing from the Lord through the power of the Holy Spirit, what he says in his word, and going to churches that don't tickle yours, that maybe bring some conviction, that are faithfully exegeting God's word, verse by verse, line by line, things would begin to change. But let me be very clear. If you see anyone who affirms false teachers or affirms false doctrines and practices or tells stories rather than preaches the word or claims things that are not in the Bible, all of these are Daniel Kalinda, by the way, please run. Do not walk. Run away from them. Too many people today want entertainment and feel-good sermons to make them feel supernatural, like they can do all these things. I mean, that sounds amazing. When all it's doing is leading people away from the truth of God's word. And we need to stop elevating experiences above scripture. That happens so much these days. I come across it almost on a daily basis. Well, I had this happen. I saw this happen. Who cares? I want to know what God says, not what you think or what your opinion is or what your experience is. Yes, I know that it's going to step on some of your toes, but you need to hear it. See, Daniel Kalinda is a false teacher who twists God's word to deceive the gullible and the vulnerable with a message that can't and won't save.